Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Last Saturday, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher shot to death Cassandra Perkins, the mother of their three-month-old daughter. Then he drove to the stadium where the Chiefs play, and in the presence of the team's head coach and general manager, he committed suicide. Joining me is Troy Vincent, who played in the NFL from 1992 until 2006. He is now the league's vice president for player engagement. Welcome to Only a Game.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
In a recent radio interview, you characterized Javon Belcher as, quote, a troubled individual. Do you or does anybody associated with the league have a sense of whether his trouble, which led him to murder his domestic partner, may have been associated with his profession?
There's nothing, at least to our knowledge, of the game being associated with the horrific crime. When I reference trouble, it was in the light of to take someone's life and then to take your own. I'm not a licensed doctor. That tells me that there's something that tells us, that tells most, that something's going on there. Something's going on in your mind that no one knew about, and it was never discussed.
There have been specific questions about whether a history of head injuries could have been a factor. Do you have any sense of whether Belcher was struggling with that?
No, sir. He's 25 years old. So he hadn't been at the professional level that long, but none of that has been brought to our knowledge.
You've been quoted as saying that players, and I'm quoting now, have to begin to take care of one another. What do you have in mind there specifically?
It's time for us to move beyond the stigmas that are associated with mental health, the stigmas of being tough, and we begin to take care of one another. We understand because we spend so much time with each other inside the locker room. It's a shared responsibility, one, whether it's painkillers, two, whether you're having relationship conflicts, three, you're showing up to work late. In every area of your life, we should be holding each other accountable. We know we have to begin to take care of one another.
When you talk about the counseling opportunities provided either by the individual teams or by the league, is that a hard sell to players? Do you have players resisting that, saying, hey, wait a minute, man, I don't need that. I don't need to be on the couch.
Yes, sir. The player resistance in this area, one, it's a stigma that's been associated with just the male culture, not just football players. And this is why we went out and established the NFL Lifeline. In collaboration with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, where if a player doesn't want to use his employer services, there's another place that's independent of our office, independent of your club, to seek this counseling.
It's easy and perhaps irresistible for some people in the media to say, look at the numbers, look at the number of football players present and retired who have committed suicide or committed violent acts of one kind or another, and say, well, there's a trend here. Is that the way you see it?
Is it a trend? I would say no. I mean, we're a reflection of societal issues. We're not immune to issues of suicide, substance abuse, transitional issues, domestic violence issues. We just have to continue to keep, again, identifying our problem, educating our workforce, continue to put in preventive measures. There's always a level of concern, but we feel like we've done some things collaborating with the right partners to address and to educate not just the players, but our entire workforce.
Troy Vincent, veteran of 14 seasons in the NFL, is now the league's vice president for player engagement. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.